Seinfeld star Michael Richards appeared via satellite phone on the David Letterman show this week. He apologized after screaming the N-word at two black hecklers while performing at a Los Angeles comedy club. Commentator Jimmy Israel says Richards learned this the hard way. Stand-up comedy isn't for everyone.
Some words are not ready to be adopted into the popular lexicon. They contain just enough venom to alienate people and put the speaker in a world of hurt. When people decide to use them, better that they be professionals, like comedians. Actor Michael Richards understands this point better than most lately. Richards, who has built a career playing roles as pimps, gimps, and assorted goofballs, hit a stride in his role as lovable hipster doofus Cosmo Kramer on NBC's Seinfeld, affectionately called The Show About Nothing by its fans, better known as The Show Without Black People at My Barbershop, where we all postulate about how anyone could suspend belief long enough to imagine a New York without any people of color. But actors don't make the best comedians because they don't have the chops necessary to deflect hecklers without, you know, spewing racial insults and threatening them with hate crimes. As a fan of Seinfeld, I really wanted to believe that this was Richards doing a character of some sort, that he was at the vanguard of a new Andy Kaufman-esque guerrilla anti-comedy movement. I thought maybe he was tossing the slur into the act, you know, George Carlin, Lenny Bruce style. The thing is, you gotta know when you're up on stage, pining for the days when you could lynch black people, your act is probably taking an unpleasant turn. I've been following the reaction in the media, and it runs the gamut from free speech nicks applauding his forthrightness and taking the hecklers to task, to people that think Richard should never work again. But what can we really do to him? We can't deport him. We can't sterilize him, because he's already got kids. So what's the suitable penalty? We may never know, because the fact is that Richards won't be long from the stage. His career, such that it is, will survive this gaffe. Because while it's no longer fashionable to be racist, we see time and time again that it's perfectly acceptable. He was on Letterman mumbling something about looking deep inside to find out where all that hate toward Afro-Americans was coming from. Yeah, right. He might not try stand-up again, but he'll hire a top-notch PR agent, have a come-to-Jesus moment on Oprah's couch, co-star with Pauly Shore in an off-Broadway production of Weasel, the musical, and then fade even further into obscurity. Mel Gibson is back in business after his anti-Semitic comments, and Richards will follow suit. He's apologized, but he's only sorry he was caught on tape. In any case, he's got no worries because he's still making plenty of money off the Seinfeld residuals, and it's a good thing. Because whatever career this actor thought he had as a comedian has made its last turn around the bowl.
Jimmy Israel is a columnist for the website AOL Black Voices.